It's time now for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. Good morning. Yeah, what a beautiful morning to wake up to. We're getting a nice steady rain. And, you know, you may have heard the old saying of rain by 7, gone by 11. That's a pretty good rule. But we'll see if it lives up to it today, because the forecasters are saying we may get more rain later. So we'll see what happens. The halfway mark in August shows warmer than July. The temperature for the so far is about 1 degree warmer than it was for the entire month of July. That will change. According to the forecast, we're going to be cooling off quite a bit in the next few days. We'll see how that does for the second half of the month. The other statistic of note is, once again, June, July were both wetter than normal, so August is also at this point wetter than normal, and today's rain is certainly going to add to that. We'll see, again, you put the 3 months together, they are our rainiest times of year, so it's no surprise, so we are definitely getting more than normal. Other things of note, this is the time, it's actually today and tomorrow, we will reach the time of 14 hours of daylight, quickly going down from the near 16 hours that we had at the solstice, and we head towards the, just a month away, we're heading towards the equinox of autumn. So very rapidly now the days are going to get shorter. As a response to that, plenty of migration going on. I've seen it in several different ways this past week. The warbler waves moving through the yard virtually every day. I see a movement of warblers. These are family units that link up with other family units of different species. And pretty soon you have a number of them, and they're moving through in a migration we refer to as warbler waves. Then we have others of note, the raptors, Hawk Ridge, coming across Hawk Ridge already. Yes, the raptors they're doing their migration. There are some early migrants in the group. And, of course, the migration for raptors spreads way out, going all the way up until around Thanksgiving. Then we have some movement of some water birds. Twice this week I had flocks of Canada geese going across. Now, that's another one. That migration will last for a couple of months before it's all over. But maybe the neatest, really, sight of migration I had this week was seeing two evenings in a row, flocks of nighthawks. A nighthawk is a good example of a bird that's fairly pretty poorly named. They are not hawks at all. Matter of fact, their beaks are very tiny and their feet are even tinier. They feed on insects. But somebody thought the flight was that, like that of a hawk, and so they got called nighthawk. The night part is a little bit better part of its name. They do fly at night, but they also fly a lot in the evening. And every year in August, late August, we get flocks of nighthawks that come across in migration. They are a cousin of the well-known whippoorwill, and they will fly, mostly feed in the air. And it's not unusual to see a flock coming across, and then they get distracted by a good amount of insects, and they just hang around for a while feeding on these insects. Yeah, two nights in a row I saw flocks of nighthawks. Historically, the flocks were huge, maybe several hundred. Right now, if I see a flock of 50, I think it's pretty good, and that's what I saw one day this week. Other migration of note, yes, I did see a monarch. Now, it's an interesting thing about monarchs at this time. I would say seeing a monarch flying by probably is migration right now. But on the other hand, I was picking berries one day this week, and what did I find right near where I was picking berries but the chrysalis of a monarch, one that has not yet emerged. Well, after it emerged, and it probably has emerged by this time, it will also take off in migration. So most of the monarchs we see when we get this far along in August are going to be those of migrants. Other migrants of insects, we're having darners, green darners, a lot of flight of green darners. When you get to this time of the summer, the two kinds of dragonflies that are most common are the large darners and the small metal hawks. They are not the only ones, but they're the ones that are most common. The green darners are migratory, others not so much. Other things of note, this is the time of goldenrods. Goldenrods are, oh, they're just a spectacular flower. I think we have, unfortunately, we've got given them a bad rap, how they cause hay fever and so forth, which they don't do. But they're just an amazing flower. They're very common along roadsides everywhere. We have about a dozen kinds that grow in our region, and they are native plants. And because they are native plants, they will attract just tons of native insects. And just walking by a patch of goldenrod, I often hear the buzzing motion and so forth going on. And I stop to take a look, and there's bees and flies and wasps and on and on and on that are feeding on that. Most of them totally oblivious to me. I've spent a lot of time in the midst of the goldenrods photographing these insects, and many of which hornets and wasps and so forth, we tend to think in terms of stinging. I've never once been stung. I never even think of it when I go out and take a look at them. But that's one of the insect things of note right now. Another one is the sounds. We don't hear much song from birds when we get this late in the season. There are a few red-eyed vireos that are still singing, as well as wood peewees, but for the most part, the singing is all done. However, the insects pick it up, and crickets right now probably are the ones that we hear calling the most. Some will call at night, some call in the daytime. There's different species of crickets, and they all make the same similar kinds of noises. Then there's their cousins, the katydids. The katydids look kind of like green grasshoppers, and they make noises as well. The name katydid refers to a sound that's made by a katydid in the south, not the katydids we have. The katydids we have make more of a lisping kind of noises. And then there is the ones up in the trees, the cicadas. They will make buzzing noises. I've been hearing those every day lately in these heat. Matter of fact, the cicadas of this time of year are sometimes called dog day cicadas. Grasshoppers, not as loud, but they make a little bit of noises. They're out there, as well as their cousins, the locusts. This is their time. There's just a great number of those. And anytime you have a large number of insects, you have a large number of spiders to feed on them. Yesterday morning, in the dew-covered morning with patchy fog, I took a walk in a field, and hundreds of webs that were out there, and they were draped with dew. This is the time you can see them when they have all the dew on them, and I expect such types of walks will go on for a few more weeks. The best time, late August, early September, to get out and take a look at these. There are those who don't appreciate spiders, but nevertheless, their webs are still considered very photogenic, and they're just a wonderful time of year. Spiders themselves are not always in the webs because of the dew, but nevertheless, it's worth getting out and taking a look. I mentioned the goldenrods. Their cousins, the asters, are also in good numbers right now. They are white flowers or purple flowers along the roadsides. And then there is the big yellow sunflowers. We have quite a species of every one of those. Those three, the goldenrods, the asters, and the sunflowers, make up the fall flowers. And we have about 10 to 12 of every one kinds of every one of those growing in the area. And some of the sunflowers get quite large. The purple asters are not the only purple flowers out right now. We have some bergamot. We have some blazing star. We have Joe Pieweed, which is really a good amount this year, growing in the wet areas. Joe Pieweed is spelled J-O-E space P-Y-E space weed, and it's actually named after a person. The story goes that he was a native from back in the colonial days who was an herbalist, and that was his favorite herb plant, and so it was named after him. Then we have things like jewelweed and the white boneset all blooming right now, so there's a tremendous amount of flowers going on at this time of year. We still have some fireweeds hanging on. Fireweeds start their blossoms low on the stalk, and then they keep moving it up, and right now they're at the terminal blossom, but still hanging on with the sunflower. Milkweed, on the other hand, which also bloomed in July, has gone on to the next stage now and is forming the seed pods. Lots and lots of berries out there. I've been picking blackberries every day, and I'm fortunate enough to be living in a spot where there are blackberries. There's not a lot in the Duluth area, and I'm fortunate enough to have them. Raspberries and blueberries both are still out there, but on their way down. And then, of course, the new ones are getting ready. We're getting choke cherries, and we're getting highbush cranberries. The choke cherries are ripe. The high bush cranberries, not quite yet, but they will be very soon. And then, yes, there's an abundance of mushrooms in the woods. I cannot take a walk without finding different kinds of mushrooms. I was making a list here last night, and I came up with easily 15 kinds of mushrooms that are out there. There's just an amazing amount of mushrooms. This is the time of year to get to know mushrooms. Unfortunately, when you pick a mushroom, it doesn't last very long. It tends to, most of them tend to rot, but nevertheless, it's still worth getting out and taking a look and photographing a few. That's always kind of a neat thing. I had a question and email just yesterday about some kind of what they thought was a mushroom growing in the woods. So there's a tremendous amount of that going on now. And then we're getting some leaf color. I talked in the past about this plant called dogbane, which is the first, and while the yellow leaves of dogbane are very common right now along the roadsides, but we're also getting some trees. Pin cherry, cousin of choke cherry, pin cherry is starting to turn its leaves, and they will be yellow or orange or red, any one of them blended with the green leaves. And then I saw a dogwood this week that had some red leaves, and then plenty of the white birch are now having yellow leaves, as well as balsam poplar. So, yeah, we are moving along in the season, and I would say, despite the rain, get out and enjoy it. It's a terrific time. So, awesome August continues. Okay, take care.
Thanks, Larry. Larry Weber is an educator, an author, and a naturalist. He joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac here on Northland Morning 103.3 KUMD.